شخص يسوي فيديوهات ما حد يدري على باله يسويه. أول شيء بعرف سبب اهتمامه بالوطن العربي.
كيف حالكم؟
Listen, this is your father here.
Yeah.
Oh. Usually, like, upload a video. How many views it gets?
1.4 million. They don't see that part of your personality.
I'm way more educated than people think.
Really?
Yes.
Stuff like that makes me go a little sensitive.
كان جدا غير متوقع. صباحكم بالخير وياكم كويتي فلوجر مرة ثانية في الحلقة الثانية. طبعا اليوم الثاني وحيل طوبة ميامي.
ده وصلت بيتي خلينا نشوف.
How are you doing?
Good. How was the trip?
It was nice. Long one, like two hours. Where are we heading today?
Today we're going to Miami Beach. So we're driving back another 2 hours. We're gonna just chill here for a bit.
What are you doing here?
Just chilling. This I like to in the morning, like.
This is beautiful. Wow.
My feet in the water. It's relaxing.
Is that your rabbit?
You don't have bunnies?
No.
Oh, do we always have them? Is that your bunny? No.
What's this?
Oh, my passport. It actually came yesterday. Okay. I actually finally applied for one.
Really? That's the first time you get a passport?
Yeah, I've never left the country.
So what passport do you had before this?
Nothing. I was just not allowed to leave the country. I never had a passport. So now I can actually visit like other countries.
You couldn't leave the country?
No. Yeah. Without this, you like can't leave. Like.
And this is the first time you get a passport today.
I got it yesterday. I applied like 3 weeks ago. Looking quick. I don't know where I'm gonna go for the first place.
You should visit the Middle East maybe.
I want to, but I would need like a guide. I don't know. I would not know where to go. I gotta try some mashbouz di. I think that's what you guys eat, right?
Mashbouz di.
Alright, so it looks like I'm driving. I don't like to drive big cars.
طبعا كنت خاش لمفاجأة وقلنا خل نروح شاطئ ميامي عشان نغير الأجواء شوي.
We are in South Beach. This is like the gold of Florida, Miami Beach. Alright, so this is the show I was on. I was on Wild 'N Out season 9. But every cute girl needs an ugly friend
on the team. Wow, what is this? A yellow car. Okay, so we're gonna get a little bit dark now.
Okay.
Do you know what your comments mean? Like, do you read your comments?
I look at them, like emojis. That's how I know if it's a good reaction, if there's hearts, if there's a lot of angries. That's all I look at. I can't read anything.
Not anything.
No, that's a good thing because I know it's probably a lot of hate.
Really?
Yeah, I don't want to read the comments.
شخص بعدد هالمتابعين هذول 1,400,000 وبهالمحتوى هذا اكيد راح تجي كميات كبيرة من الكومنتات السلبية. اتوقع بهالنقطة هذه انتم تدرون ان كريستيان امريكي ما يتكلم عربي. فما يفهم بعض الكومنتات السلبية اللي تجي او كل الكومنتات السلبية اللي تكتب بالعربي بحسابه. فحبيت اقرا بعضها له. I'm gonna read the comments to you now. Are you ready?
Let's see what the people that I show so much love to have to say about me.
Don't make stupid people famous. This guy got famous. He's just like mocking at us. Ready for the next comment?
Yes.
Beauty is an aside and you're in the other one. Does that like hurts you?
Whatever. I'm ugly? Okay.
I feel like he's not a human. Are you mentally sick?
أنا ما حبيت إني أقول بس الكومنتات له عشان يضيق خلقه أو يشوف شنو الناس تكتب عنه. بس بوريكم شنو ردة فعل الأشخاص اللي أول مرة يقرون كومنت سلبي مهما كان عندك عدد من المتابعين 1,000,000, 10,000,000 إذا قريت كومنت سلبي حتى لو تقول ما يأثر فيك يأثر فيك غصب.
I'm not human. Why? Like, oh, such dumb people.
How do you feel knowing that the first time?
Literally, all I do is promote you guys, bring you guys to mainstream media so the world can see you guys for the beautiful culture that you guys have. To attack and call me stupid, even if you don't like me, for you to say anything negative about me, the only person really doing a change for your community, it's crazy to me. You guys don't let yourselves even, you don't let anyone see the inside. You guys put a wall. So it was a hard time to even me see the beauty in the Arab community. Now that I see it, it's beautiful. You guys have some issues, but we all do, every race has, but you guys are such a beautiful culture. And I went so far to even speak about when Donald Trump made Jerusalem the capital of Israel.
My announcement today marks the beginning of a new approach to conflict between Israel and the Palestinians.
You know, I show support for the Palestinians. I really show support because I did think that way. Like, I agreed with the stance that I had. And I did get a lot of support. It was my president, and I stood against him.
Ever since then, Israel has made its capital in the city of Jerusalem.
I had some Jewish friends which were very angry.
Yeah, they were not happy.
You don't know their story, like, we deserve the land, like, don't speak on what you don't know, like, you don't know the history, they attacked us.
Have you ever, like, had a friend bashing the Arabic community and you just had to defend them? Personally, like, so, behind social media.
I'm not gonna say the names, but so many. You Americans wanna talk about the history with the Arabs and the terrorism? Alright, now let's talk about the history between all your little white kids going into schools every 2 months and shooting up 15 kids. Let's talk about that, because those are white kids. Those aren't Arabs. So let's talk about every racist history with killing innocent people. Like, I'm all about positivity, so I don't know why I don't receive positivity.
What do you want to say to these people, honestly?
I'm just trying to make you guys laugh. That's it. I'm just trying to make you guys laugh.
Yeah.
If any person had to be put in my shoes, they could not handle the hate. You can tell someone, like, you're stupid, and they, like, that's already enough to get them. Like, imagine reading stuff like this. Like, people don't get messages like that, normal people. That's not normal bullying. That's social media bullying. Social media bullying is way worse. It's they talk about, like, they want you dead. People won't say that to your face. There was one time I was walking, and there was these, like, teenage 21-year-olds, and they were pretending to be my fan, but they kept following, and after a while, I started feeling uncomfortable. It was at night. They got back in the car, they kept following me, and I just felt very uncomfortable, because it was starting to feel like they were mocking me. So then they ran up and pushed me in a bush, and that's when I got scared. I was going, what's gonna happen? Like, am I gonna get, like, face beaten? That was really scary. Yeah.
This is not how you drive a car.
This is Miami.
Are you going to a wedding? Oh my god.
اوكي بهالجزء هذا من الفيديو ممكن ما راح يكون منطقي بالنسبة لك الا لما تشوفون الجزء الثالث. طبعا كنت حابب اني ادمج الجزئين مع بعض، لكن الفيديو الاخير جدا قوي وراح يغير وجهة نظركم عن كريستيان وليش قاعد يقدم المحتوى اللي قاعد يقدمه هذا.
Why they close these like that?
So these actually in here, these beaches, we have a lot of sea turtles, so they have their eggs there and they
really
yeah.
And it's just like the triangles, like, they're mm-hmm. everywhere.
And it's crazy because I've never been able to see in person, but I've seen videos of, like, when all of them hatch and they're all, like, going to the water. We're going to take it back years ago to the very beginning. I'm talking 4 years back. There's some religion in it. Like, should I not talk about it?
It's good.
I felt confused. I felt disconnected from, like, every religion. And so I found one religion that it was called paganism. It's a very broad religion. That is when I first started experimenting with, like, the law of attraction, putting things, like, on pieces of paper and burning it, stuff like that, because I was reading that, like, you know, if you write stuff down and you, like, bury it, it, like, grows, you know, stuff like that. It was very simple. But slowly, I started learning that, like, you know, fame and people have to, like, you know, sacrifice things. Slowly, it started developing into I would, like, cut myself and maybe drop blood in it, too.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Cutting yourself?
Yeah, yeah. Look, it comes the very first day was November 11th, 2014. I'm gonna read this. If I need you to cut anything out, you'll cut it out, okay? November 11th, 2014, I wish to contact the spirit world. At midnight, approximately, I turn off the light and I sit cross-legged. I take 3 cleansing deep breaths and whisper. I hear whispers but can't make out the words. I hear movement but see nothing. Oh, I remember this. A frizzle light swings on the ceiling but quickly disappears. Meditation stops and everything stops. Literally saying, lower the veil.
Why did you get into all of this at the beginning?
Like, it fascinated me. I've always been into, like, scary movies. I've always been into, like, all that stuff, and it always intrigued me. So I always just, spirits come to me, I want to see you guys, I want to meet you guys.
So you're talking demons here, like, you're not.
I would call them entities. I wasn't saying good or bad, I was just saying entities. I want to see something. And it was so long of me begging. It goes like that forever, and then I moved to Los Angeles. So that is where Leo gets born.
Who's Leo?
Leo is, I always felt there was someone next to me protecting me. I named him Leo and I was like, thank you, Leo. Thank you. I love you, Leo. I would talk to him.
So you made another personality
yourself?
Yeah,
but I never like heard voices from him. It was literally just, you know, I just felt there was like a spirit always with me and I just named him Leo and I was always like, hey, like I would talk to him, but I never got any answers back. So in Los Angeles, the culture there is very satanic. If you look at the billboards, you see demons. If you look at, I mean, look at hip hop, rap. They literally always doing the symbols, you know, they're always it's so mainstream. So when I went there, I was still doing ritual. I was starting to get into feeling like something was telling me, are you willing to sacrifice someone? And I was starting to, like, go, like, think about it. So I go to LA, I get a manager, and he introduces Illuminati.
Yeah. The manager.
Yeah. You're not joking? We go in a room, and he pulls up this document with an oath declaring yourself to be Illuminati, and he starts saying that his talent has been doing this, that's the all-seeing eye. It's like the devil's eye. He's telling me all these people are getting successful because they're doing it. So I just wanted to be famous so bad. And I was like, I'm going to do this. You know the Ouija board?
Yeah.
I would always play with it. And it never worked. But I would always play with it. And it would never work. But in LA, so when I started the Illuminati stuff, I was like, let me do it. So I started Googling it. I met some people in the spiritual world that were pagans. They told me about Illuminati. And they told me it's not what people think. It is just like global leaders joining together to make a movement for like ending racism, like a one world government. So it was very like, oh, it's good. It's, we support you. We have a group. Like, it's, but they didn't tell me that it's actually Satanism disguised.
Really?
They did not say that. So they dropped the name Baphomet. Baphomet is the horned god that does this. If you know this symbol, this is like, yeah, that's one of those like demonic symbols. But Baphomet is like the person that is most worshipped, and Illuminati and brings into it. So this person telling me is good. So I get the oath. I do a ritual.
With who?
Myself. So I read it. I say it out loud. I sign my name, and then this must be. You might cut this out, but I. And then after that, I continue to do the Ouija board, and I start saying things like, I allow any entity, even if it's evil, and if you think it's good, enter my body. But I always said, as long as my soul is not taken. So at the end of the day, my soul belongs to God. That was the rule.
Can you tell me the story about like when you were in the room, like the dark room that you went to and it locked?
That is when stuff starts happening. Made me like cut myself in front of cameras.
You really did that?
Yeah. I was so paranoid that I was going, that it was like Illuminati was after me. So I took the fire hydrant glass, I broke it, I showed the camera, I was like, and I started cutting myself, and I was like, this is my punishment, like, you know, like, don't hurt me. So then I ran out, the door's unlocked, I ran out, I was like, oh my god, no, I was like, Miguel, oh my god, and then I don't remember anything after that. I'm documenting this stuff. I got this tattoo because Allah, you know, he's always with you, so it's like I get to look at it and remind myself of that. These are the 13 people. These are the people I met. Ball of Sunshine, Loves to Laugh, Nerdy, Superman, King of Powers, Shy, Scary, Child of Something Mysterious. These are the Son of Satan, Daughter of Leo, the Elm and Mona. They were the scary ones. I begin linking voodoo dolls with split personality.
وصلنا لنهاية الجزء هذا. ليش كريستيان يتصرف بهالتصرفات هذه؟ ليش محتواه بهالطريقة هذا؟ وشنو صار له قبل اللي أثر فيه الحين وخلاه يقدم هالمحتوى هذا؟
It's really hard. But like, I can ask you, like, your life has been hard, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
كل هالأسئلة هذه بالجزء الأخير راح يجاوبها عنكم.
Fame is just so important to me.
Why?
وفوق هذا كله راح تتغير وجهة نظركم عن كريستيان تماما.
I just want to feel loved by many people. Maybe, I don't know why. I know it's...
So for now, like at this moment, now that you went back from LA, like out of 10, how bad is your life? Like at this moment.
طبعا خصم هالاسبوع هذا عن يد لوس انجلوس راح يكون فيها خصم 10%. فدش بالدسكربشن تحت واكتب كود KV لما تشتري القطعة وراح يصير عليها خصم 10%. انتظروني الأسبوع الجاي. مع السلامة.
I feel safe here. I feel I get lonely sometimes, but I feel home.